friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 36 of Friends with a Twist podcast. I'm Kenzie, one of your fun co-hosts, and I am joined by the amazing, marvelous, wonderful
Madison. Hey, guys. Woo-hoo. I'm the one married to Barry. Madison and Barry.
Yep. Kenzie and Gary. So you can follow along as we go.
I know it gets confusing, so I'm trying to help.
We are all the way up tonight. Madison and I have been day drinking. We just watched Magic Mike XL.
XXL.
X, all the X's and an L. And we are on fire. We're listening to the playlist in between segments. We are just living our best lives here today. Yes,
and it's only a 5:30. It's only a Friday at 5:30. Woo, yep, here we are.
It's good stuff here. So I hope that you are in for a treat tonight. I think we have an amazing lineup anyway. Absolutely. On top of our maybe extra enthusiasm this evening. So, woo-hoo.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us tonight or today. Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever
good
it is.
Good day, sir.
Good day, listeners. If you do end up actually liking what you hear today, we'd appreciate you leaving us a rating or a review wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thank you.
And if you would like to specifically support our show, you can hop on over to buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast, and you can buy us a coffee or a drink, whatever it is. All the money, all the proceeds go to supporting this podcast. So we would appreciate that. If you haven't checked it out already, we do try to share some extra photos besides what we just share on our regular social media, some tidbits, some extra reviews of places we've been to. So it is worth your time checking out buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast.
Woohoo! And we are also gearing up for Podbash 3.0 in September of this year, very end of September.
Yeah.
This year's Pod Bash is out in Las Vegas, baby.
Woo, Sin City.
So I can't even imagine what kind of chaos and fun and shenanigans we're going to find this year. But looking forward to it very much already, even though it's still a few months out. I know that rooms are filling up, so hop to it. Snippity snap.
We want to meet you. Yes. We want to see you.
Just do it. Shit or get off the pot. Let's go. Make your reservation.
Yes. Woo. It's just a fucking party. Lots of good friends. We promise that you will leave with great memories, amazing new friends. The link to book, again, will be in our show notes. And also, we're going to add it to our website.
Yes.
It's not already there.
It is. Yes.
Woohoo. So this fun, exciting episode, whew, as usual, we're going to kick things off with our chick chat. We're going to detail what's new in our sexy, swinging, and vanilla lives. Then we're going to hop on over to Life in the Lifestyle, where we're actually going to begin a three-part series on initiating and fulfilling that male-female-male threesome fantasy. This episode, our Going Deep segment, will be a sexy, spicy story from the lovely Kenzie. And lastly, we're going to wrap things up with a surprise question from Gary. So we're going to hop right on over to some fireball shots, per usual. Freshly chilled fireball ready to go. Cheers, Kenzie.
Cheers, Madison.
Woo. Yeah, I did it all at once, so you know I'm feeling good.
Oh, shit. You guys are in for a treat.
Ow! Woo! Chick chat. Here we go.
Yes.
What is new in our lives? Ah! Do you want to start or me? You know what? No, I have a public service announcement.
Here we go.
To all of our listeners.
Give it to us.
That we adore. Oh. We really do.
Love you.
Honestly, knock on wood, majority of our feedback is so positive. So we really appreciate those of you who listen and also reach out to us to give us your thoughts.
Yes.
I would just like to remind some people that this podcast is a conversation between two best friends here. We may say, we may say like, we may not say things that are grammatically correct because we're just conversing together in real time. We're drinking.
Yep.
We're a little drunk.
Oh, there's
that's
some of that.
Part of it too.
That's right. Yep. We do a lot of that.
If we drive you that nuts, don't listen. We're trying to be here to make you laugh, learn from the lifestyle, and just have a good time while you listen to us. So,
yes, this is not a TED Talk.
But how about I get started? May 19th through 28th.
Yes.
Barry and I will be in Temptation Resort in Cancun, Mexico, and we can't fucking wait. Woo. So we are trying our best to work on our diet. We're trying our best to work on our exercise. We've already made connections with some people that are going, like via social media, some people we've never met before via Instagram. I'm already excited to have shots with some people that we've been messaging. Like, they seem like a fucking blast. So I can't wait to meet them and have some shots. There's actually the couple from Canada that we played with last time.
Mm.
No pressure. But we're going to be meeting them again. They're literally going like the exact same time that we are. So regardless of any expectations, I'm just excited to see them again because they were so fun.
Awesome. And just in case somebody is tuning in for the very first time, like just a 3 second, what is Temptation?
Oh, my bad. Temptation is a adult spring break, essentially. You can be, females can be topless there. Men can wear, anyone can wear mesh see-through bathing suits. Men can wear thongs. Men can wear whatever they want. Females can too, but you have to have some sort of bottom on in the pool area. There's no open play at Temptation. It's not, like I said, in a lifestyle club, there's no playrooms compared to Desire, which we've talked about before, where you're going very soon, which has playrooms. You can possibly see sexual acts outside, but the hot tubs or pools, you can be fully nude. Not the deal at Temptation. So Barry and I really like Temptation because it's that fun party, go, go, go atmosphere, and it's not fully nude.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing against it, but we have more fun being not fully nude. So besides prepping for our amazing Temptation trip, Barry, as you may know, if listeners have been following, he's been traveling a whole freaking heck of a lot for work lately, and he's really not home for good, I don't know, for like another month or two.
Yeah.
And I also work quite frequently, an extra job on some weekends, so we don't really have time together. But he was able to come home middle of February, like President's Day weekend, and I bought some new lingerie from Yandy. Yandy.com. It's great. Good site. Know. I get club stuff there, lingerie stuff there. I don't know if I got shoes there, but they sell shoes and everything too. So I recently posted a photo on our socials. It's a red two-piece lingerie outfit with the fireball bottle, like straight between my legs.
Real fireball.
That outfit, the whiskey. Yep. That was a surprise for Barry. It was like a little late Valentine's Day thing because we got to see each other. So I pulled that outfit out. That was fun. We had very passionate, like great sexy time. Probably because, well, one, we haven't seen each other enough.
Yeah.
Number two, just worked up to see him, had this new lingerie on. I don't know. It was just all in once. Like, it was a very intense session.
Yes.
It was amazing. Barry had bought a waterproof blanket for the bed. Because, you know, I'm trying to experience the squirting lifestyle. I'm not a pro. I'm still learning my body here. But I was nervous because when I first saw the package come through via Amazon, I was like, motherfucker, he ordered this waterproof blanket. He didn't even talk to me about it. I'm not a fucking pro here. Why did he buy this? It's going to be this tarpy thing that's uncomfortable to lay on.
Like, and I was like, what? Rustling around.
Yes. Oh my God. That's so what I expected it to be. No, it was this soft, comfortable blanket, almost like a fleece. I don't know how it's waterproof, but whatever. Mm. It was big enough for the queen size bed. It was fleece type material. So very comfortable to lay on.
Yeah.
So I laid that down on the bed. I had my new dark red lingerie on, and it was our belated Valentine's Day celebration. Yes, he was able to make me squirt a little bit too.
Barry.
It's hard work, man. For the man, and like just for me still to fully relax. I told him in the moment, he probably didn't believe me, but Barry, I said that was the most like relaxed I have ever fucking been with him. Not like I've been relaxed before, but I get very tense when I start to get worked up. I shut down. I close off for, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm like, no, can't relax enough. This time, like, I let it go more than I ever have with him. So I don't know. That just made it like 10 times more amazing. It was, I feel excited that I'm like growing in the lifestyle. I don't know. It's what it's all about. Just thinking back to where we began 12 plus fucking years ago when I started in this, not kissing people, to now like fully relaxing to like just possibly squirt. It's just fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That's what I love about the lifestyle. So that was fun. And I will remember that moment for a while. But yeah, we've pretty much been focusing on living our best vanilla lives at this point, just because we don't have as many opportunities to get out to lifestyle events right now. Yeah, my birthday will be in early May, so possibly we'll plan an event out at a club.
Yeah.
Maybe a gangbang. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I mean, fun to watch. Like, obviously, I'm not going to be part of that, but it'd be fun.
I don't know. A private event, maybe out for everyone to see. We'll see. I haven't thought about it yet, but that will be coming up next. And
it's going to be busy for you. You're going to make up for lost time.
I think so. I think that's what it's going to be. But quite the opposite. You and Gary have been little sluts.
Slutty McSlutty pants. Yes.
We accept the word slut here. It's a good term.
Yes. So Gary and I have been a wee bit active lately. Yeah, I don't know. We've been to some clubs. We've met some new people. We are living the swing life.
Mm-hmm.
So, how can I summarize?
It's too much.
Let me just like focus on a few highlights, I guess. We had a really fun time at PGC, Pleasure Garden Club, a lifestyle club in Philadelphia, in early February, I think it was. And I mention it now because we actually got to meet some listeners, which was super fun. So they had reached out, I think, on Twitter to say that they were going to be in the area. They were planning to go to PGC this night. And it ended up that Gary and I were free. So we went and had the opportunity to meet them, which was really fun.
Jealous.
There is more to that story that I think will probably come to light in a future episode. So stay tuned for that. We have met a new couple that we connected with on Field. You've heard me talk about that app a little bit before. Mm-hmm. It's Field, F-E-E-L-D, in case anyone is interested. We met up with them for just a nice casual dinner, which is kind of our MO. Just a no expectations, casual first meeting to see if there's chemistry. There was. Everybody got along. So we're actually meeting up with that couple again very soon. And more to come on that, but that was promising. One other new thing that Gary and I have done is we went to a new club, Saints and Sinners in Atlantic City. That was a good time. It was a fun club. It was nice, clean. People were friendly. BYOB, easy to get a drink. I think I will say a little bit more about that in sort of a separate recording that we'll have available on our Buy Me a Coffee page. So as Madison outlined earlier, that's where we try to put a few kind of extra tidbits for you. For those of you who are interested in donating to the cause here, we at least try to give you something for that donation. So I'll go into a little bit more detailed review of the club and our experience there at our Buy Me a Coffee site. But suffice to say, we had a good time. We didn't play there, spoiler alert, but it was a good club. I would go back. I mean, it's not right around the corner for us, but it was a fun kind of weekend getaway for us. So,
I know. I can't wait to listen to your summary on Buy Me a Coffee, but please, is there anything else you can give us about Saints and Sinners, AC? Tease us.
Oh my God. Please. Oh my God. There's a lot of space. It's a large club. Small rooms and big rooms and just space. The quick tour that we got was honestly a little overwhelming. Again, I mean, this is our first time here. So, like, of course, it's hard to take everything in. They did have ample outdoor space.
Oh,
so I think it could be a really fun place to check out again, maybe in a summer month.
Ooh, I want to
rather than whatever, February. We were there. They do have, I think, an outdoor pool. It might be heated. I don't quote me on that.
So when you went, did you go publicized as FWATS or were you trying to like fly under the radar, keep it casual?
Yeah, we were more casual. I mean, I had made the post via the FWATS socials about, hey, has anybody been there? You have any tips or tricks or
things? We got a very great review from somebody.
Yes.
Thank you for that. You know who you are.
But I mean, when we showed up at the club, we were just ourselves. It's not that we walked in the door and
the
said,
red carpet.
FWATS is here. Like, it wasn't that at all.
Take me around the club, please.
Hello. No, yeah, it wasn't that at all. I think I mentioned to one person that night that we met that we had a podcast, but that was the extent of it. So no, we were just there as ourselves, just checking it out. It wasn't, you know, some big orchestrated, so what is here? Because, I mean, that's weird anyway, but
it is.
So no, we were just ourselves and had a lovely, fun time. Of course, I got on the pole, but it was a weird situation because you couldn't get fully around the pole because of how it was situated.
Oh, God.
That's my one complaint about the place. In their defense, they do have two stripper poles. One is like off in a room and one is kind of in the main like dance floor area. Mm-hmm. And this one in the main dance floor area is up on a stage. Great. But it's situated such that you can't really fully swing, like spin all the way around it.
So like against a wall.
Yeah, you like hit a wall.
Sorry,
and,
it's funny.
And I fucking know nothing at this point in my little journey for whatever it is. But I do know a couple things that involve spinning around the damn pole. And I couldn't do those couple precious things because there's a fucking wall where the DJ is. Oh. So I was a little thwarted by that. But if you're going to go to Saints and Sinners in AC and you think you're going to put on this big pole dance, please know that you can't fully swing all the way around the pole in the main dance floor area.
Well, thank God I'd never go to lifestyle events planning to dance on the pole. Thank you.
But just in case.
No, but good for you. You had a talent. I'm sorry it didn't work out.
It's not a talent yet
it
even.
Is.
It's like a, oh, bless her heart. She's trying. And then, yeah, the last, I mean, I've droned on at this point. What's one more thing? Gary and I are coming up just over a month now. We will be at Desire Riviera Maya in Cancun area, Mexico. And, you know, much the same of you as you have said about Temptation, we are ready to go be, well, for me, mostly naked in the sun. I think Gary will drop trow and just soak up the sun, partake in some shenanigans, go to the theme nights and the club and all the good stuff in between. So definitely looking forward to that trip coming up soon. So if you are going to be at either of those locations roughly around the times that Madison and I have mentioned, reach out and let us know because we would definitely love to connect, plan a fireball shot ahead of time and, and be able to chat with you. So just let us know.
Heck yeah. Woo! Thank you, Kenzie. That'll do it for this episode's Chick Chat. We're going to take a quick break and you're going to hear a little bit about one of our sponsors.
Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside. Yes, we're back. Life in the Lifestyle. So as I tried to allude to earlier in the intro, Life in the Lifestyle, this episode is part one of a three-part series about finding the threesome, that male, female, male scenario.
Mm-hmm. Right?
MFM. But part one, most important, is what we're going to discuss today. And that is more so focused on identifying and finding what you both want as a couple, but yet also the single male perspective.
Yeah.
So we can't forget what the single male wants.
He's human too.
Yes. This is like my favorite scenario. Maybe it is my favorite lifestyle scenario.
Yeah.
Playing with a single male. So having a threesome scenario, that is. And they matter too. Like you said, they are people. So we're trying to take into perspective what they are looking for in threesomes too. It's not just about the couple. It should be about every party involved in the threesome.
Absolutely. But I also think that a lot of what we're talking about could apply to the female, male, female scenario as well, maybe to some extent. So again, we're focused on the MFM in this little series, but for what it's worth, I think a lot of this can apply to really any threesome combination.
Yeah, our focus is on threesomes.
Yeah.
Fucking with three people.
Yes.
Because we are recording this on 3-3, and it is the threesome day.
It's threesome day. Happy threesome day.
So that's why we're doing this, among other reasons. So let's kick things off with a question that we posed on Instagram and a survey that we put on Twitter.
Yeah.
Mainly geared towards the single males, but we did get some awesome responses from couples and single females too, just their perspective. But we had posed the question, what makes you want to play with a couple? What you looking for? What does a single male want out of a threesome play? So to summarize some of the responses on Twitter about what makes you want to play with a couple, single males had responded to us saying they enjoy the new experiences with new people. They like adding that extra element of excitement and making the woman the center of attention. Yes. They like that it's more exciting. Another person said they're just looking to connect and make new friends, but they love how naughty it is. Another person said, honestly, it's an easy way to get some pussy. And that's an honest answer. Another person said they love the thrill of a relaxed husband, yet the smoking hot wife who are classy in public, but they're filthy in private. Ooh. Another person said they like pleasing the wife while the husband sees her be desired and dominated by another man. Pretty hot answers, to be honest.
So on the Twitter twatter, we asked how, like, question for the single guys. We said, how do you select a couple to play with? Specifically, what are you looking for, qualities or characteristics in a couple? We gave a few options because, again, Twitter kind of limits how you can answer this.
Yeah.
Point of the story, the majority of responses, 66%, said chemistry / connection is what they selected as their answer. And I think, again, kind of echoing the Instagram responses to that slightly differently worded question, but same idea. Definitely a lot of interest in the connection piece of the puzzle. Yes, they want to be attracted to people, but that connection or that chemistry is really what interests them.
Side note, I did see somebody comment on Instagram that they're not always looking for that long-term connection. So they do prioritize the physical connection, literally like getting the pussy, the physical turn on for that one-time thing, like a one-night stand with a couple. So it's not always a full connection, but yes, majority is.
Right, right. And yeah, I think I saw some other comments sort of to that effect that there needs to be some level of physical attraction or like that dick is not gonna cooperate with what's going on. So like,
it's just nature.
It physical. Is what it is. Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. So let's dig into it. Why a threesome? So for us, like, why do we, you, Kenzie, why do you desire a threesome with specifically, like we said, with another male?
So if I'm answering this question just for my selfish self, it is the attention. Mm-hmm. There is something super hot about being a female as the center of attention of two males that you desire.
Yes.
That's fucking amazing. So that's what it is for me. I mean, I can think of other reasons why this would be appealing, but if I'm just answering for my little old self, it's fucking hot to be the center of attention for an evening. What about you?
Same. It's that lust, that desire, that feeling of feeling extra desired, the heightened excitement for me. Yes, my husband makes me feel desired, but when I see other people giving me that feeling, it just heightens the arousal internally that it makes it so much more exciting for me. So feeling extra fulfilled and desired by somebody else sexually turns me on. More hands, more cocks, more holes filled, whatever the case may be. All of that starts churning in my mind. And I think that's what makes it so exciting.
What do you think is the attraction to this dynamic for a Barry or a Gary?
That'd be a great question to ask them.
What did they get out of it? What is the more permanent male partner get out of an MFM, do you think?
I assume maybe the other male half of the husband, for this sake, the partner, is turned on by seeing the female, their partner, extra turned on. Like, seeing them pleasured and in this heightened arousal state is what they get out of it. Like, mm-hmm. it turns them on more seeing their partner so fulfilled in the moment. I don't know.
I mean, I agree. That would be my thought as well. I don't know. Shame on us. I guess we didn't specifically poll Barry and Gary before this episode. Didn't. But if I had to make an educated guess, I think that's sort of what it is.
Yeah.
I think it's just sort of as other swing experiences can be as well. It's that newness. It's a new dynamic. It's a new thing to try. So I think that in and of itself makes it exciting and enticing, perhaps.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is for everybody, but we did receive an email from someone not too long ago, and this kind of goes along with a point I wanted to make where, for some reason, majority of the females that I've come across in the lifestyle, they are not fully comfortable seeing their partner with another female right off the bat. So that's why we're kind of gearing more towards the male-female-male scenario. I feel like, for some reason, the people that we know, majority, males are more comfortable seeing their female partner with another guy versus the female saying, yeah, I want to watch you with my partner with another female.
Yeah.
It's more comfortable for females to have the threesome with a second guy versus a girl, from what I've come across.
Yeah.
And we did receive a question like that in an email recently from a listener, and I started it off by saying, you're not alone. Like, this is so fucking common for what it is. Females more jealous, perhaps, most likely.
Yeah. I've been there.
God bless the men for being so okay with this. Like Gary, for example, other men. Like, I don't know why they're so much more comfortable than we would be. Like, when I started the lifestyle, God, fuck no, I'm not want to be turned on by watching my husband with someone else. Now I've evolved into being okay with that, but it's hard to get to that point.
No, I agree completely. And I also think, if just to be maybe a little unsexy for a minute, part of this is also a numbers game. It's way easier to find a single man than it is to find a single female. So I think this can be kind of an easier inroad to the lifestyle.
That's true.
If you are maybe newer to the whole scene and you want to dip your toes in, but you're not sure, or you're not finding couples that you all, you know, that four-way connection can be so tricky as it is. If you're having a hard time finding that, the thought of a threesome could be enticing, maybe because it feels easier or more attainable.
More convenient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, honestly, in my opinion, it's not a bad way to start. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. As long as, as everyone's comfortable, consent, on board, ready to go, you know, all those things are aligning, but it can be an easier way.
Yeah, I think of every time Barry and I post a hot date and we focus it towards couples, regardless whether we say single males are allowed, every message right off the first hour or two is from single males. It's just so convenient.
Yeah, yeah.
It's oversaturated, at least in our area, with single males, which can be a great thing. So what do you think draws females to wanting this male, female, male scenario, this extra male? Do you feel like there's something you get out of it that you're not getting from Gary, or are there other physical wants that females specifically look for? What do you think?
I think for myself, it's not necessarily fulfilling something that's lacking or missing. It's just an extra sort of sensory.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bonus, really. It's fun as a female, or maybe as any human, to have four hands on me instead of two. I love those two hands. I love Gary's two hands, but it's also fun to have four hands on me, or, you know, two cocks maybe are a little more fun than just one all the time. So, again, not to boil down a single male to just hands and cock, but it can in some ways be simplified in that way, that it's just an exciting new experience.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily looking for this single bull to come into my life and fuck me like a porn star and fulfill something that Barry isn't giving me. Agreed. I am also fully satisfied. Legitimately, the threesomes are a new exciting thing. I think that's what people look for, that new thrill, because we're sick of being bored. The monotonous day-to-day bullshit, like missionary every day, is great. But sometimes we want something new and exciting, and that's what you get out of a threesome. So there's always that elephant in the room, jealousy. I don't feel like it's as common, at least in our scenarios, for the husband, our husband's getting jealous. But maybe how do you deal with that? Because it can happen.
Yeah.
Men see other men pleasuring you more, better equipped, lasting longer. I don't know. I'm just,
Any
things
number.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Physically more in shape, whatever the case may be. How do we deal with the jealousy that could come from things like this?
Well,
good question.
That's a great question, Madison. I think that if you are picking up that vibe from your partner in the moment, you definitely need to stop, take a breather. Like, you need to take them aside and just kind of check in. Because I really feel strongly that regardless of whether it's a threesome, an orgy, you're with another couple, if not all parties involved are completely on board, it's not going to be good for anybody then. So you need to be able to check in with your partner in whatever way makes sense. And if the husband in this example is having some jealousy issues, I think you just need to call it. You need to stop. It's not ideal for anybody, but it's not going to do anybody any favors if you keep going and then there's resentment or something afterwards. Now, if you don't necessarily know in the moment that that's brewing or happening, then, you know, fine, you don't know what you don't know. But I think that's why it's so important to kind of debrief and communicate after an experience so that then you know, like, what was happening for them. How did they feel about it? Did they like it? Did they not like it? Yada, yada.
Exactly. And honestly, it can be, I don't know how many people would be comfortable calling it in the middle just because you think someone's uncomfortable, like your spouse is slightly jealous.
Stop!
I don't think I'd be like, done, like mid-stroke.
No, that's tough.
Sometimes you do end up going through with scenarios. And afterwards, the biggest thing you can do is communicate with your partner. And if they were really that uncomfortable, perhaps you try to avoid a certain scenario in the future. Or maybe you just need to talk about it more. If they're uncomfortable with, I've never been a part of this. I don't know. But maybe you're looking for a bigger cock and that's your fucking drive for your threesomes and your spouse is really uncomfortable by that. You need to talk about that more and perhaps maybe avoid that scenario for a little bit and try to work through it on your own.
Yeah.
But in the moment while it's happening, I honestly don't even, I don't know if I could just end it unless I was severely pissed off by something. So that can be hard to do.
Yeah.
So we both have been fortunate enough to have some amazing experience with very amazing single males. And I believe you did get some feedback from one of the single males that you have hooked up with.
I did.
That I would like for you to share.
So yeah, I thought, well, I don't know, we as a team thought it could be helpful to provide that other side of the story. I reached out to one of the single males that Gary and I have played with. And again, this is kind of what the Instagram and Twitter questions were sort of trying to get at. I don't know if I worded it in the best way, but at any rate, the single male perspective of all this.
Yes. What is it?
Yeah. So really what I was trying to get at with all of this is what is he looking for? What does that single male want out of a couple that he would want to play with? Mm-hmm. Again, I said a few minutes ago how this is kind of a numbers game. So I don't, maybe some of you are thinking, what the fuck does it matter? They should take whatever they can get. And I wouldn't agree with that. Like, that's not shitty. Happy or, yeah, like, ew.
Common, but shitty.
Yeah. So that's kind of where this was coming from. As a single male in the lifestyle, what are you looking for in a couple? Like, what is it about a couple that makes for a good experience for you as a single? Mm-hmm. I think kind of the overarching theme, if I'm going to really just fucking boil it down, is a chill husband and a hot wife. And hot can take a lot of variations.
Oh, God,
but hot being someone that the single male is attracted to, and then just a chill, go with the flow kind of husband. Because there is a little, maybe a power dynamic, for lack of a better term. So the single male that I was chatting with was definitely stressing the idea that the single male needs to understand his role in all of this, which I appreciate. I don't know how that just sounds just by the words, but I like the idea of it. But he was saying that I mean, essentially, you're, as a single male, you're sort of there to help fulfill a fantasy for that couple. So you need to understand your role. Mm-hmm. You are not the star of this show. That female in the MFM should probably be the star of the show. You need to kind of play off their vibe. You definitely want to respect their boundaries and their, you know, what they're comfortable with. So as a single male, those experiences may not necessarily be about fulfilling your own desires or fantasies. You're really there in that situation kind of as a guest to help fulfill some desires or fantasies of that couple. And I really appreciate that, but then it also makes me feel bad as part of a couple. Like, oh, but like, I want you to have a good time too and be able to fulfill some of your wants and needs. Like, it doesn't need to be all about my or our stuff. Mm-hmm. This should be as much of a sort of partnership as possible.
Ideally, everyone should be equally fulfilled.
So, I mean, I did really truly appreciate that response and I don't know, like, where it was coming from. But then again, I've also kind of felt like, oh, why can't we all have fun?
I know. Life isn't perfect. But I appreciate that response. That should be how it starts. Yeah. If it goes beyond that and it's more equal throughout the play, bonus. But baseline, yeah, I think it should be about the female, the couple's wants, if they are seeking out the single male for the threesome. Ultimately, yeah, it's their fantasy and that's what you're going off of.
Yeah.
But it should evolve and it should be an equal play, ultimately. So I think our takeaway message from this part one of our multi-series event here is that if you're considering a threesome as your first type of lifestyle experience, I think it would be helpful to ask yourself some of these questions that we have brought up. Establish what you and your partner are looking for, what you're comfortable with, and also always, always, always be prepared to clearly articulate to the single male what their expectations are, what your boundaries are, and even after the fact, if things don't go well, fine. Nothing is rainbows and sunshine in the lifestyle. But if you communicate with your partner afterwards and make a plan of attack for the future, you'll be better off. Because ultimately, it's about enhancing your own relationship. That is the takeaway.
Absolutely. The next couple parts of this series, I think we'll dive a little bit deeper into like the actual play sessions and some of the other pieces of this puzzle.
Oh, yeah.
But we were just trying to lay some groundwork tonight. So well said, Madison.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break. Why not? Let's have another shot and we'll be back with our Going Deep segment. Yeah, we are back for Going Deep. This episode, our sexy story comes from Kenzie. I know nothing about this. I can't wait to hear it. I know it's going to be sexy, spicy, and I got some good questions coming your way.
Be prepared.
I don't know what they are yet, but they're going to come to me. So please, Kenzie, take it away with your sexy story.
So this story is kind of a culmination of several years, actually. Gary and I have known this couple or known of them for several years, but we've never really connected on that sort of, I guess, two-on-two level, if you will, one-on-one level. We have been at Desire at the same time as this couple. We have seen them at some of the local clubs. And it's always been, you know, friendly, hi, how are you, what's new? But never that sort of more intimate connection, I guess, if you will. So finally, the stars aligned and we decided to meet up with this couple who will be referred to as Jim and Pam.
Oh my God, I love The Office, Jim and Pam. How the hell did you come up with those names? Or did they pick it?
They did not pick those names.
Okay.
We essentially met sort of up in that like Wilkes-Barre area of Pennsylvania.
Scranton.
Yeah. So I went with The Office names. So,
I like it.
So they're Jim and Pam now. So anyway, we had agreed to meet at like a casino up in that area. But Gary and I decided to sort of make a day of it. So we left the house a little early. We were going to stop at some wineries along the way, you know, like Make a thing of it. That was kind of its own little mini disaster because the places we stopped, like, were not what we thought.
Sorry.
Like, we thought we were going to, like, catch a nice buzz on the way up there, and it just didn't pan out. It was weird. However, it was nice for Gary and I to connect a little bit, have a little solo time, you know, before we went into this kind of group scenario.
Like you fucked each other.
No, no. We just had wine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, that would have been good too, but...
I thought you were alluding to that.
Just wine at this point.
Carry on.
Okay. Sorry. So we meet them for dinner, and I think it definitely took everybody a minute to relax, which is not probably totally uncommon. You know, we all kind of like know what we're there for, but it's still just that sort of awkward transition into, hey, how's everybody doing? And let's making conversation. Fuck. Yeah. So it took a minute for everybody to sort of relax. But then what I think helped and was also sort of funny is it took us a minute to realize and kind of acknowledge that they knew about the podcast, and I wasn't totally sure if they knew or not. So once that sort of came out, I feel like that sort of opened the floodgates and kind of gave us a conversation piece for a little bit to kind of then delve into other areas as well. So that was all well and good and like funny, haha. So now we're like all on the same page. We're all loosening up. Yay. We have a lovely meal, a few drinks. Everyone, I think, is, you know, a little more relaxed and comfortable at this point. And then comes, again, perhaps the slightly awkward point in the evening where you then need to decide, is this the end of the evening? Are we continuing this somewhere else? Like, what is happening next? So we decided at that point to go back to a hotel room. We already had alcohol there. Like, we had this room anyway. We kind of all agreed that it made sense to just, we could go have a couple drinks. It was still very low key, low pressure, just like, let's see where it goes. So Gary, ever the gentleman, drives us all back to the hotel. We had lights set up. There was music ready to go. So we had like our own little mini club just ready to go. So we had some drinks, some shots. We kind of shared some of our lifestyle experiences because that can always be sort of an entertaining point of conversation.
Good icebreaker.
Right. Yep. Like good, bad, ugly, otherwise.
So before you go on any further, can you describe this couple to me, please?
So Jim is about my height. He has a shaved head, like definitely like a strong, solid build.
Ooh.
Like he's not a twig of a man, which I appreciate, but like strong, strong guy. Kind of like quiet. Brooding sounds so negative, but definitely you have to sort of crack that nut.
Sure. Yeah.
Kind of warm him up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Pam is a petite brunette. Just fabulous, like fucking a handful breasts, pierced nipples, just gorgeous, fun to be around.
Nice.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Good stuff all around.
Thank you. I was just trying to picture it.
Okay. So Gary and I are at the hotel room with the attractive Jim and Pam, chatting a little, had a couple more drinks, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Gary in his Gary style suggests that the ladies put on some lingerie.
About time.
So we did. We were more than happy to oblige, I think, at that point.
She came prepared with a bag of lingerie.
Everybody had lingerie.
That's how you do it.
Season swingers, I guess. It was slightly comical then. So her and I go into the bathroom of the hotel room to put on our outfits. And she had several options. So part of this is my fault. What I singled in on ended up being this very strappy number. And it turned out to be a little difficult to get into, I think, in our inebriated state. So we like made the best of it. So we're like trying to figure out these straps and hooks and whatever. We finally sort of got our shit together. So we make our entrance back out into the hotel room and then the hose where Gary and Jim are. So she is in this black, lacy and strappy number, Mine was green and sheer with sort of like a cowl neck on the top, but lacy panty bottoms. Ooh. If that makes any sense to the visual listeners in the crowd.
Yes, it does.
So fine. So we're in this. We're trying to be as sexy as possible, even if all the straps aren't in the right place. We are dancing because, again, there's music and lighting happening. So we had our own little mini club vibe happening. Pam and I danced it out for a little bit. We were starting to make out a little bit. And then at that point, Gary and Jim joined us to sort of, I don't know, dance, shimmy a little. It was fine. Everybody was doing the best they could at that point. So Pam moves me over to the bed and she very politely asks if she can go down on me. So, yay, consent. I happily agreed. I'm on my back, legs spread, like slutting it up. Yes, take me. I'm yours.
Yes.
So she's on all fours. Her ass is in the air. We both still have our lingerie on at this point. Mm-hmm. Personal favorite here, anyone taking notes, she started with like those really soft kisses over my lingerie and sort of along the thigh crease. So not like not right into the vaginal area, but that little soft spot, which I really appreciate and enjoy. So she gently moves my lingerie aside and starts licking my pussy.
Whoa.
Feels amazing. Yes. Keep going. More of it. In hindsight, thinking back on this amazing experience, I think maybe quite a bit of time went by, but I was just lost in the moment at that point. So I think I definitely pulled a bit of a pillow princess on this one. So I probably need to repay the favor if there's ever a future excursion. Pam, if you're listening, I owe you one. I was just very enthralled in the moment. I don't think I maybe appropriately reciprocated. So lesson learned, be aware of what's happening, swinger friends.
And it was all mouth. She wasn't using fingers.
No, all mouth. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
Yep, Pam.
Yeah. So she stops and we kiss, kind of make out again. And then I took a minute at least, thank God, Kenzie, to suck on her pierced nipples a little bit, because I find that very intriguing. I've often thought about pursuing that route for myself, but I don't have the guts. But I very much enjoyed playing with someone else's pierced nipples. So that was enjoyable.
What about it turned you on, or what did you do to the nipple?
I was really just sucking on them mainly, but it's just kind of, I mean, there's like, I guess, the texture of the piercing versus the softness of the nipple.
Okay.
So that juxtaposition is sort of nice.
I get it. Okay.
So, yeah. And just, again, something different, I guess. Not many nipples I've encountered are pierced. So to actually play with them a little bit was nice.
Cool. Okay.
Then we swap it up a little bit to get Gary and Jim involved.
Are they just watching the whole time?
They are total spectators up until this point. Both of the guys get on their backs on the bed.
Oh.
Little bit of kissing happening. And then
partner to partner, you to Gary?
Sorry. No, we had swapped. Switching to switcheroos.
Just confirming.
Gary is with Pam. I'm with Jim.
Just making out on their backs. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So after a little bit of fabulous kissing, I ask Jim if I can suck his cock. He said yes, so that was nice. So I knew I could proceed. So I pull off his boxer briefs and I caress his cock with my hand before I take it all in my mouth. I'm licking his shaft. I kiss and nibble his balls. All the while, Pam, I think, is doing something quite similar to Gary's shaft and balls. So a little, like, not purposeful synchronization, but we're all kind of on the same page, kind of warming it up, bringing that cock to life if it wasn't already, or bringing it more to life than it already was, that kind of thing.
So how was that cock?
It was nice. Oh, my God. Yeah. Super hard, ready to go.
Not too much.
No.
You know there's a limit.
Yeah. No, I did not feel that it was more than I can handle, and I did not feel that it was not enough. Oh, like, nice. It was fucking Goldilocks. I was right. It was in the sweet spot. The ladies essentially are giving all this oral to the guys. Gary grabs the condoms and the sex commences.
Ooh.
So.
No weighing.
So Gary on his half of the bed, he's on the bottom and Pam is on top. And then on the other side of the bed, I'm on the bottom and Jim is on top of me. So now we're at the point, the sex is happening. There's penis in vagina. Fucking. All the fucking. It's so clinical. I know. I'm so fun. Lots of touching. Moaning is happening.
Like hard fucking?
Well, I mean, or not like aggressive.
Okay.
Like just somewhere in the middle. Like
a reasonable pounding.
Yes. Yes. A very reasonable, satisfying pounding.
I'd like to picture this because there's different rates. Go on.
No, you're right. There is. Okay. Touching, moaning, shifting, everybody's finding their groove. Everything's feeling great.
Yeah.
So fucking all around. Mm-hmm. Again, like I just mentioned who was on bottom and top. There was switching. We flipped over that the other person was on the top, this, that, the other thing.
Did you and Pam like touch each other at all? Like reach over and caress?
Which is kind of my favorite.
Love that during couple play.
Mm. Yeah. That always really helps. I don't know, comfort me, which is a weird thing to say during sex, I guess, but
puts you at ease a little.
It does. I love to sort of feel that connection and know that kind of she and I are also on the same page.
Yes.
That just, I think, helps tremendously.
Love that.
So everybody's like, yes, in the groove, fucking awesome, cocks, pussies, all of it, yes. Then there's a knock on the door.
What? No. Mid-fuck knocking. Oh.
Ba-ba.
What the fuck? Who got the door? Tell me.
So Jim, bless his heart, goes to the door naked. Naked as the day he was born.
Stop it.
And kind of does that thing where you open the door and kind of poke your head around.
No. Surprise, it's Barry and I.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Just kidding.
That would be awesome. It was, sorry. I think, maybe the woman from the front desk of the hotel.
Why? You too loud?
There was a complaint about the noise.
We get that every fucking time. Good for you.
So I don't, in fairness, could have been us, could have been the music, all of it, none of it. Who knows? I don't know. But there was a noise complaint. So Jim sort of comes back in the room, turns down the music because that was easy enough to control. Mm-hmm. And at that point, then, you know, we all just have a good laugh about the situation because what else are you going to do? And honestly, I really think that by that point, everyone was fairly well satisfied anyway. So, it was maybe not the ending that anyone had planned for, but it was a fine sort of natural breaking point at that time of the evening. He turned on the music. We all were sort of laying in the bed naked, just kind of still not cuddling by any means. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just all kind of laying there. She and I, Pam and I were caressing each other a little bit. I remember rubbing on Gary a little bit, you know, just kind of coming down, relaxing a little bit. So that I think was honestly really nice. If it was going to end in the way that it did sort of abruptly, it was nice to still maybe take those couple minutes and just kind of chill out and relax a little bit together. So we were all pretty well satisfied. We're laying on the bed again, relaxed, touched a little bit. Again, it's pretty late at this point. So we decide to sort of get cleaned up, get dressed, and they headed out. Hmm. Gary and I were staying in this hotel room for the evening. And then, bonus, Jim and Pam make a very, you know, reasonable exit. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what my deal was that night, but I was still just revved up and ready to go. Mm-hmm. So Gary and I had showered and cleaned ourselves up after the play session. And I was just ready for round two.
Yeah.
So,
oh, God, what happens?
So I suck Gary's cock to sort of get him going again.
Uh-huh.
And then I just hop on Gary, just right on top, and I start riding him.
Ooh.
So once I finish, mm-hmm. which I don't believe took very long, because, again, I'm pretty amped up at this point, I start squatting on top of him. So mm-hmm. I kind of bring like my heels at his hips and then just sort of a bounce up and down on his cock sort of motion.
Yes, very familiar.
Okay. So I'm doing that until he finishes.
Yes.
And in addition to the physical pleasure that was achieved, it was honestly just sort of nice to be able to reconnect so soon after the play experience. I feel like that doesn't always happen.
No.
Sometimes it's not until the next day. Who knows? The day after that. Like, it's shit. You know, life fucking gets in the way sometimes.
Yes.
So it was honestly just sort of nice. Again, I was just ramped up and ready to go. And maybe because we did have that abrupt stop. I don't know. Like, I was just still in the mood or whatever it was. We just rode that train. and it worked and it was fun. So... again, I think it's important to reconnect with your partner anyway. Mm-hmm. And when you have the chance to just kind of make it happen like that, all the better. All of this is to say, as far as a takeaway message, it was really nice to meet up with this couple. Thank you, Jim and Pam. It was nice to finally connect with them again in that more intimate, I guess, two-on-two situation. Because we had kind of seen each other around, that kind of thing, but never really got to know each other. So I guess two things. Don't be afraid to play the long game. Again, this has been years. We've been aware of them, but never really had a chance to connect. So if you don't talk to somebody on the first night that you ever see them in a club, that may not be it. It may not be a one and done.
Good point.
And I would also say, and again, I know I've harped on this before, and I've already said what a fucking pillow princess I am. But I think having the hotel room really helped lead to a positive experience just because I think we were all more comfortable just physically. It made for a nice experience. Everybody could kind of, I don't know, just be comfortable and do what they wanted and get the right angle and hit the right spot and some of those kinds of things. So again, club sex is fun too in its own way, but this just kind of worked out for us this time. So
hell yeah.
Oh, it was a good time.
Oh my God. Thank you, Kenzie, for that sexy story. I can totally, I think, picture who you were talking about, and that makes it 10 times hotter for me personally. So I know our listeners really enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing that. Yay. Big takeaway is the reconnection with your partner. And that's ultimately what the lifestyle is all about.
Yeah.
So thank you. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to give Kenzie another shot of Fireball just because she got through that. And I can tell she's heated and needs a drink. And then we'll be back with our surprise question from Gary. We back, friends. Thank you for still listening. Hold on a little bit longer. Just a little bit more for you. So our surprise question this episode is actually coming from a fellow lifestyler.
Yeah.
Fellow listener, per se. So can you give us a little bit of background on that, Kenzie?
Oh, if you'd like, Madison, I'd be happy to do that.
Yes, please.
So when Gary and I were in Atlantic City to check out Saints and Sinners, we had the good fortune to connect with some friends who we had met at Pod Bash last year. So Nicole H. Is also the author of Lifestyle AF, Activated Feminine, which is an awesome kind of workbook to help navigate the ethical non-monogamy and BDSM lifestyle.
Ooh.
So if you're just getting started, it's a really handy tool to help you think through boundaries, situations, what you're comfortable with, what you're like helping you kind of get started.
It's like a workbook too, kind of, right? Yeah, yeah. It's interactive.
Yes.
Love it.
So I know. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. So we had the good fortune to meet up with her and her husband for a drink before we ventured to Saints and Sinners. And Gary reached out to ask for a surprise question. And now here we are. So our question this episode is...
Here we go.
What specific part of the lifestyle makes you feel most sexy, expansive, and free? Be explicit.
Oh, God.
I mean, I love these multi-part questions. We excel at this.
No, That's a great question. Please prop that up so I can remember the words. Thank you.
Okay.
Sexy, expansive, and free. They're not that big of words. It sounded a lot worse when you read it. Okay.
I know. Seeing it's a little better.
Wow. There's so many parts of the lifestyle that make me feel sexy. I think number one is what we talked about today. The whole male, female, male threesome scenario.
Yeah.
That feeling of desire by somebody else outside of my husband or my partner makes me feel sexy. Mm. Yeah, I can get that out at a bar or anywhere, sure. Like, I don't doubt that. But when it's from someone from the lifestyle that I know can go further consensually, like, that does make me feel sexy. It's that extra desire from somebody else feeling expansive and free. Oh my gosh. So maybe a couple examples are at like Podbash or at Temptation, at these lifestyle, not all lifestyle, at these resorts who are open to lifestyle people where you can be topless or where you can be fully nude. Just that comfortability of feeling comfortable being nude in front of other people. Feeling like confident way more than I ever would in other scenarios. I feel so free and comfortable because I think I see other people who are better looking than me, similar looking to me, maybe in my perspective, I hate to say it, but like not as good looking as me. I'm just being honest. Like, I see the whole realm and all of these types of people are confident. Why am I not feeling that way? So this lifestyle resorts or lifestyle comfortable resorts, I feel so confident and free just being myself, taking my top off, and you don't necessarily like it. I don't really care. Like, I'm comfortable and I'm free, and my husband's turned on by it. The ultimate thing is that he feels turned on seeing me being this way. I feel confident and sexy being topless in front of strangers. That relays into the bedroom for us. So that is the purpose. Like, that makes our sex life 10 times beyond what it could be. God, I'm sure there's 10,000 more examples, but that's just what I can think of right off the bat. How about you?
No, that's fair. I think that definitely going to, I'll say going to like the clubs or events where I can dress in a way that I would not dress in other environments.
Like a slut.
If you want to call it slut dress, because that's what it like, is.
To the extreme, though.
Yeah. I mean, like, shit's just hanging out everywhere. Slut. Yeah. No, but I mean, I think I've talked about this somewhere on a previous podcast, but I think for me, that really is or can be very empowering that I am making the choice to wear this. I am going out in public like this.
Yes.
I know that other people are going to see me this way and like, fuck yeah, this is what I want. And there is something empowering about that. And if I want to go out wearing a potato sack, that's my choice too. I don't typically make that particular choice, but I could. And Gary would be pissed about it.
Gary's like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking
about?
He's
like, you're not wearing anything now. But anyway, but no, I think that that can be a very kind of sexy, expansive, freeing part of this lifestyle.
Being your true self, whatever the fuck that is, without judgment.
Exactly. Yes. All right, Madison, we're going to turn the tables. So when your play partner is balls deep in your vagina and Barry is balls deep in your mouth, what is it about that scenario that makes you feel free and sexy and expansive?
Wow. How can I feel more empowered?
Just taking care of all those cocks.
Sorry, I just had to make that joke. But really, like in the moment when I'm semi in the moment, Eiffel Tower kind of airtight, like mouth and pussy at that moment, taking it, I actually do feel empowered because I am providing pleasure to these two men. And in the same moment, they are getting such turn on and pleasure from me. Like it's my mind like almost can't comprehend it. I feel so free that I want to give everything I can in the moment. Like I want to give every pushback onto the cock. I want to deep throat the fuck out of whatever cock's in my mouth. Like I want to give everything I can that the person that I'm with is so ultimately pleasured, but yet I'm getting pleasure too. Like it's weird for the mind to comprehend, but I get so much out of pleasing other people. But when I am pleasured in the same moment with that being the lowest priority, like I'd rather please people. when I'm pleased too, it's unreal. Like, it's mm-hmm. mind-blowing for me. So I get ultimate enjoyment out of that.
It's not a vicious circle. It's a pleasure circle, I guess, is what you would call it. But yeah. You kind of like, everybody's almost like feeding off of each other.
So. You're pleasing. I'm pleasured. Mm-hmm. Like, it just goes and goes.
Yeah, exactly.
That is a perfect summary of a threesome. That is a perfect type of threesome is what you're looking for.
Boom. There it is, folks.
Yes.
That's what you have.
Thank you for that question, by the way.
Thank you.
So yeah, damn. Wow. Episode 36 was a good one. Just a reminder, if you take away anything from the Life and Lifestyle segment, we are continuing that in our next couple episodes. And again, thank you so much for joining us tonight, today, good day, wherever you are. Please connect with us on our Twitter and our Instagram at FWAT_podcast, or please email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Again, please leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast. If you like us, share us with your friends. That is the ultimate
compliment.
Yes. Thank you, Kinsey.
Keep it safe and sexy out there. Get tested. Play safe. If you're looking for a resource to do so, check out our website, friendswithatwist.com. We have a link there where you can get to some STI testing. Highly recommend. I've used it myself. It was very efficient and easy to do. Please check it out. Play safe. And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
And chill to the next episode.